The mitzvah of Shelo Lehonos Hager Bidvarim. Not to oppress the ger with words. That's supposed to be mean to a ger. It's mitzvah Samach Gimel, mitzvah number 63. Obviously, Parshas Mishpatim. A lot of mitzvah, so I chose this one. I don't know, it sounded important.
63?
Shelo Lehonos Hager Bidvarim. So,
63.
Mitzvah number 63.
That's my jersey number.
So, many of us know that besides this mitzvah, obviously, the main mitzvah, or the ikur mitzvah, the standard mitzvah of Onah, or Onah's Dvarim, is oppressing anybody, is being mean to somebody. And that's a separate mitzvah. There's just an additional mitzvah of specifically doing Onah, of oppressing a ger, the Dvar. And as by regular people, there's also a mitzvah of Onah Smamon, when you overcharge somebody. So there's also an extra mitzvah of Onah Smamon by a ger, the Seder. So before we start talking about the ger specifically, I think in order to really discuss Onah by a ger, we first have to discuss regular Onah by another standard Jew. So the Gemara on Daf and Chesam Reviz and Nova Metzia discusses the different types of Onah's Dvarim, what's considered Onah's Dvarim. So the first example, maybe the most famous one, is telling a Baal Tshuva and reminding him about his sins. Meaning, so you're talking to a Baal Tshuva, it's an Isser de Oraisa to say, yo, bro, remember when you used to do this, this, and this, that? Remember all your Averos? And that's the standard Onah's Dvarim. I'm not sure if we're all necessarily machted about this all the time. But it's an Isser de Oraisa, you're not allowed to go up to somebody. And this week's parsha, it's Lo Tone Es Hager Velo Tilchatzenu Kikirim Hayisem Be'aretz Yisrael. And the regular one is Lo Tonu Ishes Am Yisrael. Fine. So, like I was saying, that the Isser of Onas Dvarim is telling your fellow Jew, is reminding him about all the sins that he's done in the past. So you have to be careful when you're talking to your friends. You know, let's say somebody flipped out, he's a bad kid in high school, he comes to the yeshiva, all of a sudden he's doing what's going on. You go up to him and be like, yo, bro, like, relax, you're not that firm. Remember what we used to do in high school, remember this, this, and that. You can be over in Isidore Rice, so you gotta be careful with that. Fine. Specifically by a ger, which is this mitzvah, the issue is telling the ger, saying, like, again, same thing, like, stop acting like you're so firm. The one of the things that the Gemara brings is that the Gemara says, let's say a ger wants to come learn Torah with you. He wants to learn Torah with you. So you're not supposed to say, like, how can the same mouth that used to eat cheeseburgers start all of a sudden trying to learn Torah with the same mouth? That's another type of thing. There's an interesting one that the Gemara mentions also, that it comes up by Iyo. Pasuk says by Iyo, "Halo yir ascha kisla secha tikvasta v'som duratecha." And
can you repeat the pasuk?
"Halo yir ascha kisla secha pasuk. Halo yir ascha kisla secha tikvasta v'som duratecha." So what it means is, it's Dalet Vav in Iyo. And what the pasuk means is Iyo's friends are coming to him, and Iyo is having a terrible life. And his friends are coming to him and saying, Iyo used to be known as this big tzaddik, but the truth is, all of your years Hashem, it was all not L'Shem Shemayim. It was all you had years Hashem and you didn't do Averos because you thought you were going to be rewarded. But now that you're not being rewarded, we start seeing that your years Hashem was all really fake, and you only had years Hashem because you thought that it was going to lead to good things. But the truth is, it didn't lead to good things for you. And why didn't it lead to good things for you? Because your years Hashem wasn't really L'Shem Shemayim to begin with. So this too is the Isser D'Oraisa of Onas Dvarim. And what it came to think of me is, a lot of times you have like these stories of like going to some big rabbi, and the rabbi says, like, yeah, the reason why you're having such a terrible life is because you did this, this, and this over here. On a certain level, that's what's happening right here in Iyo. That his friends are coming to tell him, and they're saying the reason why you're being punished so bad is because everything you do is not L'Shem Shemayim. So you have to have a cheeseburger example. You're not allowed to say to somebody, to a ger, let's say,
or about tshuva,
like, how can you come now and try to learn Torah? You used to be eating cheeseburgers 2 years ago. You can't remind somebody of their sins. It's not nice. It hurts them. So you're not allowed to do that. It's an Isser D'Oraisa. But this one's interesting because I never really thought that just telling somebody that you're being punished because, you know, you're doing averos, but it could be an Isser D'Oraisa. So, like I was saying, that these, you know, mikubalim or big rabbis, you come to them and you tell them all the tzaros you have in life, and they tell you it's because you do this avera and this avera and this avera. It's not so pashtun. You have to be a big rabbi to be able to say something like that. fine. And the last two are interesting. It's something that everybody should know, but it's not so well known. Let's say somebody comes to buy something from you, but I don't have that thing. So I can't say like, oh, you want a Coke? Go to Alicia. He has Coke. If I know that Alicia doesn't have Coke. It's an Issa Doraisa. Why is it an Issa Doraisa? Because I'm annoying the person who's coming to me. And it's not nice to him. And he gets his hope up. Him too. Again, these are like small things, but it's an Issa Doraisa, but not Zvan. Same thing, I'm not allowed to walk into a store and get the owner's hopes up because he thinks I'm going to buy something if I don't actually have intention of buying something. I'm not allowed to walk into a store. I mean, again, Allah Almighty, so you have to see how exactly this stuff works out. But push-up shot is, you're not allowed to walk into a jewelry store if you have zero intention of buying anything. Why?
Because as soon as...
No, not Dafka jewelry, anything. But let's say I walk into the jewelry store, all of a sudden the owner gets his hopes up. His or her hopes up. Huh?
Only jewelry.
Lechora, yeah.
Yeah. You're not a restaurant.
Same thing. You're not allowed to walk in. You're not allowed to, again, why would that be Asur Midaraisa? Because it's not Aslam. It's getting somebody upset. It's getting somebody's hopes up and then crashing them down.
Being a store owner.
Exactly. So that's why, like I said, halakha l'maaseh, when you're getting into, like, okay, so by a store, so, you know, they know that. They know people are going to walk in and not actually buy everything. So let's say you're really, let's say I have a friend and he sells watches. And I talked to him for months about selling me a watch, and he really thinks I'm going to sell him the watch. But I, in the back of my mind, know I really don't want to buy the watch. I'm just, you know, pulling his arm. It's also, it's also midaraisa, so not as well. Yeah, it's not so pasha. Yeah. It's really not so. Yeah. It's really not so simple. Next.
It's true about that.
What is the show? We always try to talk about the shorish of the mitzvah. What's behind the mitzvah? What's the essence of the mitzvah? So it's obvious. Why are you not allowed to do on us? Why are you not allowed to make fun of people? Why are you not allowed to hurt people?
Don't do the
it's obvious to promote peace amongst the world. By both. To promote peace. Fine. And just to discuss, I just want to give a couple examples of the severity of this issur. A lot of people, like, I'm saying that, hoping, I mean, this is why we do this stuff, because it's a lot of things that people should know, but they don't necessarily know it. So, just a little bit of background about how Chazal talk about the severity of the issur of Anas Gvar. So, most of the Gemaras are in Bava Metzia and Tachnun Chesem Beis. The first Gemara says, Kol ha-mal ben p'nei chaveir b'rabim, ki'ilu shofech damim. If you embarrass a friend, make his face white, you embarrass him in public, it's ki'ilu, you killed him. The Gemara also there says, Roshim ben Rechai Omer, Noach lo la'adam she'yapil atzma l'kiv shana ish, ve'al ya'al ben p'nei chaveir b'rabim. We learned that from Tamar.
That's also Gemara Brachos.
It is also Gemara Brachos. We learned that from Tamar. She didn't embarrass Yehuda because it's better to die. That's what the Gemara says. It's better for yourself to... Noach lo la'adam, la'hapil atzmo, l'toch kivshan ha'esh, ra'al ya'al bin p'nei chaver b'rav. It's better to jump into a fiery furnace than embarrass your friend in public. The Gemara also says, kol ha'yordin le'gehenam ve'olim, chutz mishlosha. Every single person in the world goes to Gehenna before they come out, except for these three people, and they go to Gehenna, but they never come out. First one is Habal Ish Asish, somebody who cheats on his wife and sleeps with a married woman. The second one is Hamal B'Pnei Chaveir B'Rabim, somebody who embarrasses his friend in public. Goes to Gehenna, never comes back. And the third person is, this is a big Kiddush, Hamechan Hashem Ra L'Chaveira. Somebody sleeping with an Ish Asish. The third one is giving a friend a bad nickname. The Gemara asks, I don't understand, what's the difference between giving somebody a bad nickname and embarrassing somebody in public?
It's also Gemara Brachos.
So, the Gemara answers, Afilu Dash Be'ira. Meaning, even if, and Rashi explains, even if the person's already accustomed to the nickname and it doesn't bother him anymore, which is very common practice, right? I said to people, like, bro, stop calling him that name, or stop annoying him, stop saying that to him. And they just say, no, he doesn't mind it. Calling somebody, this used to happen all the time, calling somebody fat, calling somebody stupid, and then they say, well, it's not a big deal, he doesn't care. The Chora comes to the Gemara, you go to your head and you never leave. Bisseder. So these are just a few examples of the severity of the Isser of Hona'as Dvarim. Fine. What punishment do you get for Ona'as Dvarim, for Ona'? So it's a lav shame b'maisa, and therefore you don't get malchus. You don't get any lashes.
And we're never going to get out of Gehenna.
Which is pretty bad. But in this world, I'm saying, what's the punishment? If God doesn't give you a punishment, so the answer is no, they can't give you malchus because it's a lav shame b'maisa. However, there's a beautiful lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch that I'll read to you. And the Sefer HaChinuch says as follows. The Kama Malkios Bli Ritzua Shel Egel Biyad HaAdon HaMetzava Elzeh. The Sefer HaChinuch says, don't worry about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a lot of malchios, has a lot of lashes, has a lot of straps that aren't the strap of an egel, that aren't from the, you know, a leather strap. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu could beat you up in other ways, and just because you're not going to get lashes doesn't mean that you're really not going to get punished bad. Fine. So now let's get back. We talked a little bit more about Onas Dvarim in general. Now let's get back and talk about the our mitzvah specifically. The mitzvah of Onas Ger. Why did the Torah decide to come back and specifically give an extra Isser, not only, you know, being mean to everybody, but being mean to Gerim specifically?
Did the Torah say it itself? Gerim is a mitzvah time?
So I'll get back to that in a second. So the first two, there are two answers brought on the Sefer HaChinuch. The first answer is because a ger is more likely to go off the derech. Because the ger knows, you know, his roots, he knows where he came from. And everybody, if all the Jews are going to be start being mean to him, he's just going to go back to his old ways and stop being Jewish. And that's an issue. That's number one. The second one is interesting. It's because a ger, as we see even in halacha, a ger has no relatives. A ger has no mishpacha. Oftentimes, a ger becomes a ger, he leaves his family, leaves everything he had in the past, he leaves all of his friends, and he becomes Jewish. So a ger is lonely, and a ger is the most vulnerable, and he's the easiest to be picked on. So the Torah is emphasizing, dafka, don't be mean to a ger, because the ger is sometimes the person who's going to be victimized the most, because he doesn't have anybody to stick up for him. A beautiful idea, that maybe it's not only by gerim. Anybody who has nobody stick up for them, all the more so is it worse to mess with somebody like that. But Gerim, Yisomim, Almanos. Exactly. Fine. A third answer that I'd like to suggest goes as follows. And I heard this concept brought in by Rabbi Rosner. I don't know if he said it as a shorosh of the mitzvah, but he said like this. There's another mitzvah. A couple weeks ago we had this mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that on Pesach night you have to eat the Korban Pesach with a chabura. So if you eat that Korban Pesach with a bunch of people, there's an isser. You're not allowed to leave your house that night. You're not allowed to leave that chabur. You have to stay together the entire night. So both the Shemen HaTov and Rav Aaron Soloveitchik have an idea that they bring forth. They say, what's behind this mitzvah? Why are you not allowed to leave your house on the first night of Pesach? So they both say, because the first night of Pesach, when we're talking about how we were Avadim and Mitzrayim, so all night we're talking about how much we were, you know, beat up and how much we were abused. And sometimes it could get us really riled up. And so Rav Aaron Soloveitchik says, he says that since we're going to be thinking of all of, you know, the bad things that we went through by the Egyptians, it could be that we'll go out and be like ultra aggressive and go ahead and, like, you know, start beating people up, start, like, you know, killing all the guys, like start doing ridiculous things. It's a crazy concept, but taking this concept and applying it to over here, the pasuk says you're not allowed to do onah to a ger, you're not allowed to oppress a ger, ki gerim ha'yisem be'eretz Mitzrayim. So one explanation is, why is it ki gerim ha'yisem be'eretz Mitzrayim? Because you should be sensitive to the fact. Don't beat up on the ger, because you guys were once a ger, you should know what it's like. But I think with this explanation it goes as follows. Rav Raza quoted Professor Dr. David Pelkovitz, who says, Rabbi Dr. Pelkovitz, who says, hurt people hurt people. And we know this is a thing. So oftentimes people who get abused as children abuse others when they become adults. So that's what the pasuk is saying. You guys were in Mitzrayim. The Jewish people were in Mitzrayim, and we were really beat up upon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to get like that victim syndrome and all of a sudden be those victims and then inflict that on other people. And that is what's behind it. That's why the Torah specifically had to emphasize Dafka by Gerim, because by Gerim specifically, we know what it was like to be a Ger, but sometimes the abused becomes the abuser, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to stay far away from that. Fine. There's also an interesting halacha that the Sefer HaChinuch mentions. And he says that this whole din of Onas Dvarim only counts if you're the person that initiates. You're not going to be mean to somebody, just stop. Go up to somebody, start being mean to them. Only somebody comes up to you and starts insulting you. Starts insulting your mother. Right? Boy, you're supposed to just stand aside. So the Sefer HaChinuch actually gives you a heter. And the Sefer HaChinuch says, no, if somebody comes after you, you can give it back to him. Because the Torah can't expect you. Oh, great question. Hold on. We'll get back to that in a second. But the Sefer HaChinuch says if somebody comes after you, you're able to go back after him. Sefer HaChinuch does say that it's like Midas Chasidus if you're able to take it. He says, and the Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Peches and Mabez, that they're big Ne'elovim Ve'enan Ovim. That somebody who gets insulted and that doesn't insult back, he gets a ton of schar. Okay? So the Sefer HaChinuch gives you the heter, but he says at the end of the day, it's obviously better to be the type of person that could take it and nevertheless doesn't dish it back out. Fine. So Yisrael asked a very, very good question. He says, even by Ger. So the Minchas Chinuch in Oth Beis in Mitzvah Samach Gimel brings up this point. He says, Lachora, the same thing should apply. The same way that there's a heter by a regular Jew. If the Jew comes after you and starts making fun of you, you're able to defend yourself. So he says, Lachora, the same thing should apply to a Ger. If a Ger is being mean to you, you should... you're allowed to be mean back. However, the Minchas Chinuch is very hesitant to give up this heter because he says the Sefer HaChinuch says it by mitzvah reish, by mitzvah shin lamed ches, by regular Jews in Onas Farm. But the Sefer HaChinuch doesn't mention the heter by the ger. He only mentions it over there by a regular Jew. He says if the Jew is coming after you, you're allowed to defend yourself. But he doesn't say it by the ger. And although the svara would make sense, the Minchas Chinuch is hesitant to give us this heter. So I think to end off Asher Shrayer special. It's just a little bit of a Musar Vart. How oftentimes, I know a lot of times, you know, some. I think hopefully most of us are already at the point where we're not going after people and making fun of other people. I think already that should be somewhere where we should have passed that test already. That's like a high school thing. You make fun of people. At a certain age you get to and you're like, okay, like I can't make fun of people. That's messed up. Well, besides there being an Isidore Raisa, it's really messed up. You can't hurt people. You just stay far away from that. But I think something that more of us are still challenged with is when somebody comes after us. When somebody comes after us, sometimes it's hard for us to let it go. I know myself, I'm challenged with this sometimes. Yesterday, I had a situation like this. Somebody came after me, sort of, not really. And I just, you know, went after him right back. But you see, number one, it's Midas Chasidus, that you're not supposed to, you should be the type of guy that can take things, you can take the insults, and never give it back. But, like you said, this Minchas Chinuch is very powerful. Because sometimes, even if somebody's coming after you, my mom always used to say, she said, if somebody's coming and making fun of you, it's because he feels bad about himself. Nobody who's like happy is just going to come out of nowhere and make fun of me. They're going to make fun of you if they're unhappy. So that's exactly maybe what the whole thing by the game. Maybe by the game there's no heter. Because even if somebody's coming after you, he's not being nice to you. You always have to remember, you have to feel bad for him. He's a gear. I don't know the challenges that he's had in life. He's coming from a very difficult place. And I'm able to take it. So at the end of the day, the message is, especially because I can't hear them. Because the gear specifically is a nebuch. So even though, yes, in general, you can defend yourself, you know what? There's certain types of people, you have to give them a pass. The gear is one of those types of people. Yalla, yishakoyach. This is good.